Welcome back to Anime Cult, episode 12. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined by Dodger and Indy as on the other side of the world, really. Hello.
Hello. Wow.
What was that? Are you charging up? You like, had a nice little pose going, Dodger.
Yeah.
You
know me?
Yeah. How's that? How does it feel to have a door?
It's incredible. I painted it bright green so that I can really celebrate it every day.
Every day you walk in there and you just remind yourself.
I love it, man. Having a door is different.
How long did you go without a door?
3 weeks, I think.
That's a lot.
In December.
Keep in mind, this door led to the outside. It wasn't a door to the hallway. It led to the outside.
Directly outside.
Mm-hmm. And you might get bugs.
Well, apparently... my mother-in-law saw rats leaving my office at one point. So, yeah, it got bad, guys.
They were like, hold warmth in this giant open doorway. We'll make our way in and make ourselves a home. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Welcome to having a door again. And hey,
it hasn't been
6 months. We're still doing it. We still are not at 6 months since the last one.
That's true. Do you know that it's almost 2 years since we started this?
I don't want to, dude.
I feel like we just started. I feel like it's like,
you're
lying.
This
is episode three.
Really?
No, 2024, midway through 2024 is when we started.
Time, man. It just, you know, we do it when we have the time. That's
all. We have like 12 episodes.
People really like it when we do put out an episode. So thanks for listening, everybody.
That's good.
Yeah. Time is doesn't exist, as I learned on psychedelics. So this episode, we are talking about Mob Psycho Season 1, Indy's suggestion. So I'm going to place it in your hand, Indy. Why don't you give us what's the pitch of this show? What would you pitch this to somebody who's never heard it before?
I mean, it is a middle school comedy. I think it's one of the funniest anime I've ever seen. Maybe the funniest. It follows a little middle-aged boy named Mob, also known as Shigeo Kageyama. The most wholesome boy you'll ever meet, who's bad at basically everything, maths, gym, everything, and he can't talk, he's got no social skills, and it's the most sad thing to see, but he's also maybe the most powerful Esper of all time with, like, immense psychic power, and that's the show. The antics of living through middle school with no skills whatsoever except these powers that he was told that he can't use on other humans or to be used to, you know, be good at math or English or anything. And it's perfect. I think Dukes agreed with me. It's like in our top five anime of all time.
100%. It's one of my favorite anime ever.
Incredible. It was so good. I've watched season one like four times. Oh, this would be the fourth time. And then I still haven't seen season three. So when we were going to originally do season two, I'm like, all right, I'll rewatch season two and then I'll move into season three. But I finished season two and then Dukes is like, sorry, guys, I didn't lock in hard enough. I couldn't do season two. So we'll get to that eventually. But
bro, I don't even remember us discussing doing season two. So when you were like, oh, maybe we need a couple more days because I'm not done with season two yet. I was like, what?
Because we were going to do Lane, and we were like, Lane is the short one. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Mob is the long one. I'm like,
Mob
is one episode less than Lane. Maybe we should do season two as well to make it make sense.
Jeez, it's all flooding back to me.
There it is. Shit.
Yeah, so this is like a favorite of two of the podcast members. But Mathis, this is your first
excellent.
Time seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
It's
I'm
incredible.
I'm so glad you liked it.
It was up there with Dan to Dan for me. There's a lot of similarities to Dan to Dan. Which one came first? Mob Psycho, right?
Mob.
2016 for season one it was. The art, I mean, immediately it was like, is this the One Punch Guy? And it was One Punch Man.
It's
like,
yes,
a lot of little One Punch references, like the little
One Punch on the comic. Yeah, he's reading a manga and it's like the One Punch. Yeah. I loved it. The action was so fucking kinetic and like
so
smooth
good.
And the psychedelic like colors and psychic battle shit was phenomenal. There wasn't really like a slow moment through the whole show. They did a really good job at like pushing things kind of always forward. There's always an antagonist. And unlike some of the other anime we saw, like Dan to Dan, for instance, kind of ended abruptly. This didn't feel like it ended super abruptly for season one for me, which I really
I feel
enjoyed.
Like, no spoilers, but at the end of each season, you're like, oh, that could have been it and that would have been perfect. But they do a really good job at ending each season. Just like you could just watch season one and be happy and not have to worry about season two. I wouldn't, because season two is amazing as well. But and I'm assuming season three is just as good. Doogs, yeah, she's giving a thumbs up.
Yeah.
So yeah, incredible. I'm glad that you like it. I thought that you would.
Yeah.
Did you watch it dub or sub?
I watched it dub, English dub.
The English Reagan and Mob are like perfect.
I was gonna say
they? I've never heard them.
They're so good. They are so good.
I liked every English voice actor except for Teru's voice actor. Not that he did a bad job, but there always was felt like there was a tinge of like princess, like that kind of like slightly
that's kind
cringy.
Of his character, though.
And like, it is he was kind like of his character. And I just, maybe that's the reason I'm like,
ladies,
I don't,
man.
I can't,
when
I
he
can't
gets the
it.
Tall hair, oh man.
Dude,
that
the wig
me up.
Is so fucking good. The cone head wig is good. We're going to get into spoilers, but there were moments, I guess I'm kind of comparing it to Dan to Dan because it's the most recent kind of anime like this. And there are a lot of similarities to the characters and their power sets and like them having to lose their minds to go full fucking superpower. And they have like a little buddy that they beat at one point who becomes a tiny little version of that buddy who hangs out.
Dimple is so good.
Yeah,
Dimple
is good.
It's so good.
I really, really, really liked it. It really was perfectly paced. Season one was phenomenally paced. I don't know. Without getting into the nitty gritty, 100% would recommend. Like, go watch this.
Oh,
it's so fun.
Not even a question.
And it's beautiful. I really like the sketchy kind of feel to the whole thing. Like, immediately on watching it, I'm like, there is you can recognize the art as One Punch Man. I mean, I apologize for not remembering his name.
The mangaka is just called One.
One.
Okay.
And people, it's very divisive, the original art on both One Punch Man and Mob Psycho.
Really?
Because it's not polished at all.
No.
One is like the quintessential, you know what, I can't draw stuff perfect, but I have a story and I want to put it out there. So if you go to look at the original Mob Psycho art, a lot of people are like, eh. You know,
sure,
One Punch Man is a different thing because it started off as the webcomic by One and then it got remade by a different artist. So they took the same story and then remade the manga with like much more dynamic art. But I think the way that they interpreted the original art into the Mob Psycho anime is so good because it does have. Some of the frames are literally like exact, you know.
Yeah, I can
for
tell
comic
some
effect.
Of them would be. Yeah,
yeah. But you're right. The way that it sort of flows between different art styles or like utilizes color is just. I don't think I've seen anything else do it as perfectly as Mob Psycho does.
No, I agree. It's beautiful. Like it's just beautiful to look at, and it's interesting that like I didn't know that his art was considered. I have to go look at the original stuff. Like, I didn't realize it was considered bad, but that just tells you, like, it's interesting that he had his pacing and story and, like, these ideas overwrote his weakness may be to the fact that he was able to find an audience and do all. So it reminds me a little bit of Akira Toriyama. He had a similar, like, people didn't like his art. He was, like, submitting art to, like, shonen magazines, if I remember correctly, and being turned down a lot. So eventually took a kind of its own audience on. Fuck, man, it is beautiful. I love the sketchy nature of it. I love the smooth movement, the combat. It's got flashes of inspiration. Like, I haven't seen One Punch Man, so maybe it's similar to One Punch Man combat. I don't know.
No, it's different.
So. No, okay.
It's different studios making it, but also One Punch Man is meant to be like a parody, you know, of
yes.
like...
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z and all of these other like big shonen battle sort of things. Whereas this is very different. They're very, very different stories. So I'm glad that different teams did them, especially because of what's wound up happening with One Punch Man.
Yeah, I was going to say season three.
It has not been done justice at all. So the fact that Mob Psycho got to be like completely finished with a lot of like love is so nice.
is like three seasons wrap the story completely?
It's done. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. I like that, though. I prefer something
it's
like that
great.
Where you can just kind of, there's a beginning, middle, and an end there.
Well, when you don't have to build up your shonen character from 0 to 100 throughout like a whole series, he's just 100 at the start. Like, he's as powerful as he's ever going to get. So you can just have those like those moments and those big explosions of like emotions that he has. And then the cool ass combat and like all that kind of stuff. You don't have to have the, oh, this is season two, the training arc where Mob has to build on his strength. It's like, oh man, like
his friends are getting beat up and barely surviving, but he needs another day in training before he can go save them.
And he's doing like push-ups and stuff. He's just the weakest little boy that you would die for.
Yeah, it's great. Because you're right. It really is, at the end of the day, it's like core story elements are like a slice of life coming of age story, but with a character who's insanely powerful.
Right. It's a and great... go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say now. I completely lost track.
I ruined everything. I was going to say, like, no, it does those story beats really well of, like, you know, obviously you can use the powers as an analogy to puberty, which they bring up in the show multiple times, just straight up. But also it does slightly touch on that, like, bottling your emotions never fucking works. And anytime you do, eventually that shit will come out and you just don't have superpowers in real life when that happens. You just ruin your friendships and relationships. But, like, you know, like, the whole show does a really good job of and never taking itself seriously the whole time. Like, there are serious moments, but for the most part, it's always willing to take the shit out of itself. And every villain is kind of hilarious.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The big claw of, like, the little gas mask villain.
Yeah, the gas mask villain. That, Dimple being, like, the first kind of, like, main one.
The low cult.
Yeah. God, that's right. What was the very first? It was... the tunnel. That's why it reminded me of Dandadan right away, because it was like a tunnel monster.
It was the gangsters. The gangsters who were trapped in the
and
tunnel.
Then the big monster at the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we could go through the characters and the plot a little bit. Out of all of the characters, like we asked last time, who was Mob your favorite? Was like he just?
It's got to be the Body Improvement Club. The absolute
guys. I love them. They're so wholesome.
I
wish those existed when I was in middle school and high school.
like when he's, because Mob is so weak physically and they have him, you know, sprinting and doing like, he can't even do a single push up, but the way they support him is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It is just, and it continues on through season two as well, just them being like the most supportive people. Like, they find, no spoilers, but they find Mob just laying on the street and they're like, you shouldn't lay out on the street. And they pick him up and they all march home. It's so good. They're just like, the Body Improvement Club. I have a poster of them. I'm making a home gym. So I have a poster of them up on my wall in the gym.
That's such awesome. A good
idea. The black and white of them running with like the veins and stuff. Yeah. So that those are mine for sure.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the part in season one where he's like running at it's like slightly after the halfway mark and he falls, but he made progress. And as he gets up and he is there, like, you did a great job. You know, you're doing better. Maybe you are getting stronger. And I wish you were real.
When there's like that whole ploy to like set him up he gets kidnapped by the opposing school and they just turn up and they have those shots of the lightning and going on in the background of them all standing around. Like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. Everything about them, every scene with them is beautiful. I love them.
Yep.
Yeah. I think there are so many good characters in this and it does feel like all of them are done justice, you know? Yeah. And I also like that the moments when Mob does put himself out there to try and like do something new or meet somebody or, you know, a lot of times it's a positive result. Like putting himself out there has a benefit to his life.
Yeah.
Which I think is like a nice message in a story that's about, you know, being like a really awkward kid, you know. I love Dimple. I think he's so funny.
Dimple is so funny.
Since we're talking about characters, I did want to bring up, in case you guys didn't know, that Reagan has gotten second place in Tumblr Sexy Men contests many, many times.
Reagan is also, yeah,
the
one
people
of the goats.
Love him.
He's arguably my favorite character in the show.
He's great.
So
he's,
funny.
He starts out, like, I mean, we can get into spoilers now of the show, but like episode one, right out the gate, he just starts out as a sleazy, like, paranormal investigator where I'm just like, God, I've talked about so many con men like you on Chilluminati. It's crazy. Only to be surprised by the end, obviously. But, like, him, and he's, like, employing Mob as, like, his 300 yen an hour exorcist kid where he gets recruited or he gets hired. Reagan gets hired to go exorcise ghosts from haunted places. And he tries his little tactics, like throwing salt and whatnot. And when that doesn't work, he brings his brings in his psychic trump card. Young Mob, who comes in and just very easily starts just banishing ghosts and curses. And
every
that's
time
basically
it popped
one.
Up with, this is Reagan's special move. And it's just one of the most
bullshit moves you've ever seen.
It's like massage or salt. Yeah. Or like...
The crystal salt rock.
You should listen to the English dub of the narrator whenever he does super moves. It's so well done. The English narrator is extremely good for that, for the
awesome.
Show. Episode two actually goes right into like, exploring his middle school life with the telepathy club showing up pretty much right away. Tomei, who tries to recruit Mob, which at the end ends up with him joining or thinking about joining the body improvement club at the very end.
And then they just let them have their office because that's the kind of people they are.
Yeah. They really, they needed one more person because otherwise their club was going to get like dissolved, right?
Yep.
And so they didn't get that last person. So the body improvement club got the office. But yeah, they were like, we're not going to be exercising in here. You guys can just still use it. So.
This is where they store all their weights and their posters of themselves in the background.
And that montage of the telepathy club going through the school looking for their fourth member was great the whole time. The weird art. And every time the constant, that sounds creepy. That sounds creepy.
There's one girl that says, no, I don't want to go up the stairs. And that one was real weird. And they're like slowly turning into zombies the more they get denied. It was, it just so many cool artistic choices that I haven't read the manga, but I'm assuming carries
it's
on
fun.
From over there. Yeah. Yeah. Like
it is fun. Yeah.
Even when she's on the phone with Reagan and like she's telling Reagan that Mob has to do the after, like the Esper, the club.
Oh, yeah, when they're arguing about his job.
And it's like, it's got the verses, like them going back and forth on the screen of like arguing. And Reagan can smell bullshit through anything. So he's like, you're just using Mob because your club's going to shut down. And then she says the same thing. It's so good. It's like a tug of war.
When you're the king of being a bullshit artist, you can smell bullshit from a fucking mile away.
Because this has the jar episode where they try and con Mob.
Oh, yes.
The jar. And then he turns up and he's like, this is the one.
And he's like, oh,
you scuffed my shirt. Yeah. That's mental
ooh,
damage.
You,
that's
you
1 million yen.
You cracked my clavicle. That's another million yen. Oh, your breath smells. That's another million yen. Episode three was the dimple introduction, though. That's right after the telepathy club stuff. Basically, on his way home, a woman in a smiling mask kind of like runs into him. And promising to make him popular and leading him to an underground cult, LOL is the name of the cult, which serves a man with the power to force laughter and smiles. And this episode gave me, from what I know of One Punch Man energy, of him just trying to make him laugh and him just standing there and nothing works no matter how hard Dimple tries. And then he just fucking obliterates Dimple. Pretty simple, straightforward episode.
The first time you see his... 100% as well.
That's right. Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
Good. Like,
there's
really
a constant count up to him
throughout the episode,
raging out. I guess.
Yeah, it's just any emotion getting let out. Like
he just
sadness,
gets overwhelmed.
Anger,
yeah,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Is this the first episode because they hint at something weird inside of Mob as well? Like, there's something strange. Dimple like senses something strange, like an empty, vacuous coldness, and it's like this. I remember this like. Gray face that they show, or is that later on?
It's got like the scribbly art, like the black and white.
Yeah, the black and white artist. Really they kind of hint that something else
be,
is kind of weird about him. I don't know if they ever explored that in season 2 and 3. I imagine they
I think so,
will.
Yeah.
Episode four, Turf War is between the Salt Middle School and Black Vinegar Middle School, which is just great names, by the way.
They all have different, like toppings and like salt and pepper.
This is the episode where Teru shows up, the other psychic, the first other psychic they show that's a human. Absolute polar opposite of Mob. Even calls himself the main character of his story during it. Blonde-haired kid who uses his powers for everything. Wooing the ladies, getting perfect grades, being great at sports. He just does it all. And when he learns that Mob is one, he basically just wants to fight him so he can beat him, because he realizes that if there are others like him, he isn't special anymore. I think yes.
And he wants an antagonist to his protagonist. He wants a villain to his hero, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember why Mob was there. I think the like head of the gang at their school is like, we need the Body Improvement Club to help us beat these guys, right?
Terror, yeah.
And they love Mob. So if we kidnap Mob and make it look like the other team kidnapped him, then the Body Improvement Club will show up.
It's the bully of Mob school. Right. Who gets framed for the flutes
Pompadour
in the bag.
Kid.
Yeah. He's got I forgot his name, but yeah, he sends him the little love note saying, you know, I'm going to be at this school.
Oh,
I'm a
that's
girl.
Right.
And Dimple's like, if he was a girl, he wouldn't have written I'm a girl on the note. But Mob falls for it anyway and goes, he's like, what if she really is into it? And
yeah,
I don't
but what
turn
if
up?
She is a girl?
It's so
good. I always forget it's a Japanese like thing of like the pompadour equals like delinquent.
It's
like
that
shoot forwardy haircut pompadour. It's like super far forward. Isn't that like
it's considered to be like a delinquent hairstyle? Yeah.
Do people still have to get that haircut in fucking Japan? The pompadour in real life?
Does it exist?
Far forward, but maybe just like flip it. I'm a random question. I just didn't know. Anyway, episode 4 ends with like him realizing him that he's a psychic. Episode 5 picks up with the fight, and it's a gorgeous fucking psychic power fight.
It's
holy
so
shit.
Good.
This is the episode where I was just like locked in, just like goddamn.
There's
the colors,
moments in
the
season
shapes.
1 that make you realize that this is something special, and this is the first, like one of the first ones, yeah.
It's hard to describe, too, like, what this shit looks like, because it is just weird, a lot of weird shapes, a lot of reality shit, like, tearing. Because at the end of their fight, like, he knocks out, he's trying to get Mob to use his psychic powers by using his psychic powers on Mob. Mob refuses, because they flash back to an incident when he was young, where his brother was being bullied, and he got pushed against a wall, and he, like, blacked out and used his powers to, like, kill? I don't know if they died. Maybe seriously injured.
I don't think he killed anybody, but I think hurt other kids because he was trying to protect his brother and then promised that he would never use his powers against another person.
Yeah, and so he won't do it. He's just not doing it. And eventually it pisses off Teru to the point of not using his powers and physically strangling Mob, like just choking him out, which all the while there's this background counter that's going up, which we know when it hits 100, he kind of breaks and Mob just does his own thing. When he chokes him
basically
out.
Basically blacks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when he chokes him out, he goes unconscious. Does that unconscious gets up. The powers are basically in control and he fucking obliterates him.
He does. Like, they do the bait and switch off. Where they're like, and then nothing happened. Oh, well, that's what it seemed like. And then
that's right.
Explodes.
I forgot the narrator went in there. And he like, at that point too, during the fight, when he finally wakes up, Teru throws something sharp at him, a knife, or was it his sword, his like Thai sword? And it got
deflected. And cuts his hair.
And it cut the top of his
so
hair.
Humiliating.
And the way they kept the camera angle below the hairline for the first like couple seconds of his speech before they just like slam cut back and
they do a lot of the like the SpongeBob zoom ins of like super realistic. There's like a lot of cartoon kind of stuff going on in Mob that I really like.
It's really well done.
They do. And the zoom in on his like half blue bold head, and then it zooms in on his hair and it's just all little mobs of the little strands of hair. It's so good. And then his powers explode and strip him naked. So he's shaved on the top and they're naked, and then he gets, you know, flown into the air, and like all the other bullies kind of wake up and see what happened to Teru, their leader of the school. And they were like, yeah, no, screw this. We're not fighting Mob anymore. And then Terry's like, you expect Teru to kind of be the, not the villain, but like the main antagonist of this. But as soon as he gets beaten, he's like,
to your
you know, yeah, you know what? You got me. Let's be friends.
Yeah. That's the realistic outcome of that, man. If that shit happened to me, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? fuck that shit.
Humiliated at school, like during school.
Yeah,
that's
no
like the
way
worst
would you
thing
be like, I'll
happen.
Get you next time. Like,
yeah. No,
he literally out for life.
Dusted the entire school and created a crater and then rebuilt it with his powers.
Possibly. Like, that's what he, yeah, we don't really see
or
that. Was,
or did it take? Okay,
no, because no, he's pretty. He's pretty
afterward.
Fucked up about it. After,
yeah.
He feels really terrible.
It's weird.
And he gets a cold. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He gets a cold afterward.
That brings us, that's the halfway point, basically, at that point. We're past halfway mark of season one at that, after that. And then there's the episode after where there's rumors of a white tea poison, which
maybe one
attracts,
of the coolest nicknames for a gang leader.
Bro, yeah. One of my favorites poison? Is like slight arcs, like background yeah. arc is yeah. so good.
Oh, this but is... before that as well, though, Ritsu, is his younger brother, is taken by somebody to an awakening lab where they're trying to, like, wake up inherent psychic abilities in him. And he leaves pretty disappointed and mad because it didn't really seem to work, except when he gets back home, he can see Dimple.
Yeah.
That episode leaves off.
They tease a lot that Ritsu is going to be like the villain. And I'm glad they didn't go that way as well, because having
right.
his brother be like the big bad would also be kind of lame. I think I just hated Mob being sad. But as soon as he sees his brother, in the next episode, when he sees his brother beating up those other high school gang leaders, and you assume that he's going to be like, oh, like, what are you doing? But he's like, oh, you got your powers. I'm so proud of you. And he goes up and hugs him. And I'm like,
dude,
man.
That's exactly how I felt, too. In that moment, I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. Like, I'm like, Mob is just a good kid.
He loves his brother so much. Yeah. Even though Ritsu goes through a lot. He has some ups and downs in the second half of the season.
Like, Ritsu is the polar opposite. Like, he's really good socially, good at school. He just doesn't have the psychic powers. And they're both, like, envious of each other for what they don't have. And that's a really good...
Which is another great life lesson.
Yeah.
It's just how life is. I really did think, I agree with you. I thought when Ritsu first showed up, he definitely gave me, I'm going to fix the world energy. Of being like, instead of saving it, I'm super glad they didn't do the villain route with him, because it felt too easy. It felt like the younger brother whose power showed up later, who's angry at the world and his brother was always better. It's too easy. So I'm glad they didn't do that as well. Teru also shows back up around this time. And
with
he's
a big
got
hair.
A
wig.
Fucking fantastic wig that's like turns him into a cone head. I don't understand the choice.
And Mob's like, he must have a really... Did his brain get bigger? And Dimple's like, that's a wig, idiot.
Oh, and Dimple is also now, like, possessing or working with Ritsu a little bit.
Yeah, because he wants to take over Ritsu. Mob's body because he wants his power.
Yeah. Which is very Dan to Dan, evil ghost woman. They clearly snatched that from this in a weird way. And then Claw is also introduced around this time as well. And a Claw agent,
the
Yusuke.
Evil Espers.
Yes, the evil Esper team.
Espers, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Claw agent Terada attempts to execute a couple people for failing to capture Mob, but is himself captured by Mob and Taruki and forced to reveal Claw's plans. And at the 7th Division base, the imprisoned Ritsu, who got captured, and Awakened Lab children are terrorized by SCAR member Mudo, who uses hypnotism to fake the death of one child.
I forgot the two best characters, the little ballhead and the little cube head brothers.
Yeah, bald head and cube head brothers.
I love the kids.
That's so good.
Yeah, I don't know if we said it, but like when Ritsu first goes to the Awakening Lab, he meets like a bunch of other kids that they've been doing these awakening procedures on, and all of them have powers, but they're like
shit.
So
the
bad.
Worst. Like the little like, girl who has like the 60% correction rate on choosing the right card. And she's like, yeah, I did it again when she chose the right card.
The guy who's like, I'm a master of the flame, but he can just create like the tiniest little fire.
And
it's
Ritsu's
so
like,
funny.
Like he's just commenting on in his head whenever he sees him. He's like, that's worse than a lighter. Oh, so a 50% chance. Oh, that's worse than a telephone call to the two brothers.
He's like, could have been an email.
But it does create like a good... setup for Ritsu, because again, Ritsu is like very smart, and he has had this like really brief heel moment of, you know, being really arrogant about having powers, And when they're all like kidnapped and together, he's given the opportunity to sort of like work with them and see value in what they can do.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
And then it goes, you know, and there's something else that I didn't realize until I was like reading a little bit about it. It was like the 100% rates are different emotions that he's reaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't realize that until after because
it's purposefully unclear, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and like gives him different powers, I think. Like the different emotional states give him different powers. Because I'm reading the wiki just like summary of each episode as we go through. And it's like the next one is talking about is Ritsu stays behind when he covers the escape for the kids because they go to rescue the kids that were all captured. And he's later found beaten and unconscious by Mob. When Mob attempts to psychologically break Ritsu, Mob enters 100% rejection state. And that shatters Mudo's mind, leaving them both unconscious. Meanwhile, Dimple's attempt to deceive Matsuo fails, resulting in his capture. Yes. Which leads us to the last two episodes, basically.
So another moment that really clicked for me was just before this, when the first adult Esper, I forgot his name, the one in the hoodie and the piercings in his lip, that fight out on the street when you actually get to see Mob really get pissed off against another human. That was one of the moments where I'm like, okay, this show is extremely special. When he's like, it's the first time I think it might be the first time he actually talks when he's in the 100% mode as well. He's like, and his voice is completely, I'm assuming it's the same.
Oh, is it the first time he's conscious when he goes into that mode?
Yeah, like you can see his eyes open and he's like, his facial structure is like solo leveling. His fucking face is completely different when he's in that mode.
Everything about him was black and white, except his eyes were red.
Yeah. That fight I've rewatched so many times because this is so damn good.
It's so good.
It stays this level throughout all three seasons of like animation.
It's incredible the whole way through.
I'm so excited. Are we just going to do
that? A lot of people
think season
two is better than season one.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Really,
I'd
say they're better than season one. Well, if season one looks like this and they just got more money, fucking it better look better.
I mean, it looks about the same, but just the story and the like progression of it.
Gotcha.
Like, there's one episode in season two called Reagan's Birthday, which is like so good. It's like it's like one of the most emotional, like kind of just episodes. Not sad or happy, just like I really like that episode.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, in regards to like the hitting 100, right? I think it is all supposed to give the impression or understanding that like Mob isn't very in tune with his emotions, right? He doesn't know how to regulate. And so whether it's anger or sadness or any of these things, he doesn't know how to like properly acknowledge them and like accept that they're happening. So he spirals. No matter what the emotion is, if it's like a big emotion, he spirals into it and kind of, you know, that feeling when you get like really mad or really upset and you feel yourself start to like not really be aware of where you are, you know,
your vision just kind of goes
getting so deep in your own brain. Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's meant to be like an anime version, you know, interpretation of that feeling.
Yeah. On rewatch, you can see that immediately with the low cult when he's like, just laugh. Like, and because Mob doesn't have these emotions of humor, he's never really laughed at anything. I don't think you ever see him laugh at anything like humorous throughout the whole series.
No, not
so
in episode
like,
one.
Yeah, like when Dimple's like, just
only
laugh.
You only really see him smile when he's proud of his excited for his brother, really.
Yeah, it's like it's never like he finds something funny. But I really liked in that episode when he challenges him to the milk drinking contest where you have to make the opposite laugh, and Mob's on his way out and they're like, I'll challenge you to drink milk and I'll make you laugh. And then it shows Mob immediately drinking the milk and it just like captions, Mob really liked milk, so he accepted the challenge.
So the last two episodes of, them getting out of 7th Division, this is where Reagan shows up. He's been tracking Mob's phone. He arrives at 7th Division and is mistaken by the guards for the leader of the Claw. And
last two episodes are so good. I'm just remembering now.
It's
like someone has 99% in luck and like charm. And that's his two things. And it's just, I love
just
it.
Put like everything in charisma. Yeah, it's so good.
It's Reagan is like, God, he's like, I don't know if he's my favorite character, but he's so goddamn close if he's not. He's so well done.
I'd love to hear like your take after season two to see characters like fall into place. Yeah.
He literally persuades low-level members to abandon the organization. he uses the misunderstanding to help the awakening subject just escape. And then meanwhile, Mob, Teru, and Ritsu are trapped in a power-suppressing room while Regan frees them. And their escape is blocked by division leader Ishiguro and the three remaining Scars. And that's where Regan learns Mob broke his promise by using his powers on people and advises them to flee rather than fight, prioritizing his well-being over guilt. And as Mob nears a state of 100% murderous intent, Reagan calmly talks him down, urging self-preservation. And then you see a flashback that shows their first time meeting when a young Mob sought Reagan's help to control his abilities. And suddenly Sakurai strikes Reagan down from behind, shocking Mob and unleashing his full power 100%. End of episode 11, leaving for a huge cliffhanger for the last goddamn episode. I remember being thank God I don't have to wait for this shit. Yeah.
That's the second time you see that conversation, because the initial time was when Dimple gets exercised by Teru.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like
that's
thinking
right.
back of it. And then, yeah, they have that conversation about Reagan telling him not to use his special powers are just like any other sort of power that other people have, like BO and good at English and whatever. And then it shows that Reagan said it, and Dimple's like, man, that loses a lot of meaning when you realize Reagan said it. And then you get it again at the end, just before you assume that Reagan carks it, but obviously he doesn't.
And the next episode literally opens up showing Reagan miraculously unharmed, learning that that's a manifestation of Mob's 1000% gratitude power, kind of like funneled his power into Regan. Stemming from
Regan's
earlier advice
on his cheeks, and all the power converted into him.
No, that's right. Yeah, just like pap, and then he got it. And after overpowering Ishiguro, Reagan rebukes the Scars for their superiority complex, insisting that the Espers are still human. Yes, please, Dodger.
Can we pause for just a
second? Yes.
Because I remember watching this. I would love to know: did you think that maybe Reagan had?
Yep,
powers.
I thought he had powers.
That like. Opened up once he was about to die.
Yep. I thought he had powers immediately.
No,
and obviously,
I thought the enemies maybe didn't. And they were just like clowns with like magic tricks and stuff. And Reagan didn't have any of the Esper shit, so he just saw right through it. But yeah, I can see why you might assume. Reagan
I was so
having extreme
I remember
powers.
When I first watched this and
I was like,
so...
oh, he's not a con man. Like, no, he is a con man.
He's 100% a con man.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed because I was like, I really love the existence of this, like, kind of, you know, this adult figure in Mob's life who is just a fucking normal, weird guy.
kind of shitty, but like golden-hearted shitty.
Yeah, I was like, we already had, you know, he had Ritsu as kind of a normal person that loved him a lot, but Ritsu got powers. And I was like, Reagan's also going to get powers. So I loved that in the end, that's not what happened at all.
No, it's like Reagan is just an adult. And that's to kids, that's like, sometimes that's all you need to look up to. Like all the, Teru and Ritsu and Mob are all there looking at, you know, Reagan do his thing. And they're like, oh, that's why he's a master. And I love Reagan be like, man, I'm on top of my game today as he's just deflecting all these like atomic bomb bubbles.
Fully believes his own bullshit though. Like I think that like very telling of who he is like, oh, he believes that he is as powerful as he thinks he is. Like, okay. Like that's like, I remember the early episode where he had like salt punched a ghost and the ghost fully believed he was getting salt punched for a second.
Yeah,
and then
he's like,
wait a minute.
That didn't do anything.
And I'm like, but that's confidence, baby. That's how far confidence can get you.
Yep.
Eventually his powers kind of subside and his borrowed powers rather. I lost where I was. And Mob counters. After overpowering Ishiguro, Reagan rebukes the Scars for the superiority complex and insisting that Espers are still human. His words reach Sakurai and Muraki. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry. But Ishiguro rejects this, asserting Esper supremacy. Mob counters that psychic abilities do not equate to popularity, provoking Ishiguro to attempt destroying the entire facility, as one does. As Reagan's borrowed power fades, Shu abruptly appears and defeats Ishiguro, revealing he was sent by his father, Claw's leader, before departing. Then Dimple escapes and subdues Matsuo, and the group resumes normal life during a later search for the mythical Tsuchinoko. Reagan collects mushrooms while Mob exercises a spirit alleged to be the creature, though Reagan maintains it does not exist.
It cracks me up that that's the episode they end on.
Yep. Yeah.
They were like, but just as a reminder, they're just back to doing their bullshit. Like, they're just back to being like kids looking for weird stuff and having a nice time. That's the goal.
There's the one season two kind of tease in there with the orange hair kid and the claw.
Yep.
Yes.
Like the big claw. So there is that little drop of like, this is going to happen next time, which I liked.
Well, I think that season two and three should probably just be next episode at this point.
Yeah, I don't think we should break.
No, I don't think
we should break
those
two seasons up. Yeah, because.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll just say that
right now.
If you guys
want to literally do season one, season two, season three in a row, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, we'll do that next then. We'll just do season two and season three for the next episode. 100% like fucking accolades to the first season, like as we wrap up like our discussion on it. I think that's one of the things that made Dandadan so special, that's made this so special, that even makes Chainsaw Man, a lot of the anime is so special recently, other than the beautiful art, is their willingness to just consistently forego cliches in a satisfying way. Like not going the evil brother, like this show consistently brought up things that could have, in any other anime or any other show, would have just gone in the direction you expected, evil brother, it's going to be whatever. Or even the way the last episode ends. And I appreciate that they're just like, no, it's not. And it's going to be kind of not what you expect, but in a touching way that makes sense in it. It makes the story and the characters more interesting as a whole. So I don't know, ramble
aside. I'd be really interested to see, like, because I know you hadn't watched a lot of new or if any new anime, Mathis, to see
not
like
really.
Your top five after watching like a bunch of just maybe at the end of the year, like, from everything we've seen, like, get your tier list of, like, the best to, you know, the fifth.
Yeah, I would love to do that, because it's been banger after fucking banger is the problem. Like, everything we've watched has been good. Like,
a lot of this stuff, it's very rare that all three of us are going in blind. So it's always like, oh, this one is sick, or I've heard good things about this. So, yeah, there's probably going to get a point, maybe not with Dukes, where we run out of anime that we've seen, we're like,
maybe not.
I think we're going to have to go for a little while longer to get through all Doug's watch list that she's seen.
For last year, I think maybe like for 2025, I was randomly pull one. Odd Taxi was maybe my favorite.
Yeah, that was
Odd Taxi was really special.
That just came out of nowhere as well. Like,
it really was.
Yeah.
It was such a special show. But man, Mob Psycho was phenomenal. 100% recommend, like 9 out of 9 psychic Esper powers. Go watch us. And next episode then will be seasons 2 and 3. We'll just make that the next long one and we'll crush through it. I'll probably watch it in like
a
week and a half.
I've also watched all of Gaicha Kuda, so I'd like to.
I've
seen all of it already, so probably don't leave that one too long because I'll start forgetting, but maybe after season 2
I watched
and 3.
The first 2 episodes of that, so.
Okay, yeah, I'm up
to 22,
so.
I don't know what that is.
It was one of the new anime that we had talked about doing.
Okay. Well, yeah, when we do that, then you'll have to remind me. all right. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. You guys 100% recommend, obviously, Mob Psycho. You guys have both seen it before, right? Before we even went into this.
It's
great. And if you've read, watched the anime, but you've never looked at the original webcomic, you should check it out. It's fun to see what the like beginning point was for Mob Psycho. And if you stick with it, you see the art like improve over time. It's really inspirational. If you're somebody who just sits around thinking about stories or comics and being like, but I'm not a good enough artist yet. Like
constantly
go look at how these stories started with one and his art, because it really does make you go, if I have a story to tell, I should just do it. You know, it's great.
You have me so interested as to what early One Punch Man looks or One looks like. I'm so curious as to how bad that might actually look. On that though,
careful,
thank you guys.
Careful though, because people love the original art. They find it very pure and enchanting. So if you're like, but it's bad,
maybe it is.
They'll come for you.
I'm going to look immediately after this.
You should.
The original One Punch Man art. I'm just going to Google it. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mob Psycho. Yeah, look at the art from Mob Psycho no, but when it first started.
That's like, that's, I can draw like that. So that's not bad. All right.
That's
we
what
can
I'm
do
saying.
This.
Anybody can write a story, dude. Anybody can make a comic.
That's awesome, though. That's crazy. That looks just like my high school art, bro. Maybe a little bit better.
Tell you what, like, this year will be Anime Cult's first manga that we make.
Oh, yeah?
Here we go.
Completely free. So, like,
we'll
just
draw a page each and you'll really see
yes,
the differences.
Perfect. Let's do it.
I love that. All right. Thank you all so much for listening to us babble about anime. Next episode, Mob Psycho 100, seasons 2 and 3. Thank you guys for just supporting us and, listening to the show. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye.